Good morning, World Kli. Dear 10th.
Asiri Ashkelon 2, Haifa 1.
We, the 10th of Haifa 1 and Ashkelon 2, we prepared this wonderful preparation for this morning lesson. It's not to take it for granted that we stand here before you, before this holy audience. As huge friends. I'm looking at each and every one of you. And really, in my eyes, the greatest of the generation. Look around you. Look at the huge friends. Friend, let's open our hearts. Let's soften our hearts. One for the other. One of the other. And in a short time, we'll begin our morning lesson. Let's do some more intentions, friends. Let's try to find this mutual, common intention in order that we can realize everything we're learning every day in this morning lesson. L'chaim, friends. Avi.
Dear friends, we chose the topic of the preparation for the lesson.
For this morning lesson was chosen because it's very important. It's important to reach the preparation on time, but no less important than to arrive after some preparation, basic preparation of your own. Otherwise, the ego will control you, foreign thoughts and such. Meaning, otherwise we'll advance in a long path of suffering. So how can we work correctly with ourselves? We took the advice from the study. Prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he is learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It is, as our sages said, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul. We have to remember that the Creator's salvation is at the blink of an eye. He is ready and prepared for us that we shall be ready through love of friends to reach adhesion with Him without any other observation, because everything comes from Him. To all of us in this lesson, and tie us together in this lesson. It's an obligation, because otherwise, why did I get up? Why did I start learning? Why did I open up my computer? Only in order to connect to Him, L'chaim Nebruch.
We'll read a source excerpt by Rabash. Prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he is now studying the Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It is, as our sages said, a prayer without a name is like a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to study Torah, he must prepare the intention.
Dear friends, Silent Workshop, what do I commit to before studying? Once again, Silent Workshop, what do I commit to before studying?
Of the story told behind the faces of the meek and bold, above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn. We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere. Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love. We open our hearts. Together we will find, and we'll see that love can cover all the crimes. Oh, choice that way. Together rising high above these lights and see the world through your eyes. In every moment there's a chance to see another vision of what we could be. Behind the colors of the shattered heart, the color of you. Cover all the crimes.
כשאדם הולך ללמוד תורה,
when a person comes to learn Torah, there should be a purpose before his eyes, namely the reason he is going to study. Clearly, it is in order to benefit from the study of Torah. For without the benefit, it is impossible to work. Hence, he must know that the purpose, meaning the benefit he needs to acquire from the Torah, is the light in it, which reforms him.
Keta nosaf, Adam צריך להשתדל ולא לשכוח את המטרה בעת לימוד תורה.
There is a reason one must try to remember the goal while studying Torah. So it will always be before his eyes what he wants to receive from the study, that the study will impart greatness and the importance of the Creator.
סדנה פעילה. An active workshop. What do I commit to before the study? Again, what do I commit to before the study?
אוקיי. אני מתחייב בטרם הלימוד לעשות כל שביכולתי.
Okay, I commit before the study to do whatever I can to draw the light for the entire kli.
מתחייב להיות יחד עם החברים.
Commit to be together with the friends, as one man and one heart, to demand the light of reforms, to correct the connection between us, and a corrected connection of love and bestowal.
I commit to remember that we are one soul. And these are not just faces, that there is a great Creator, and He is the first and the last.
Yes, I commit to be more attentive to the desires of the friends, to my intentions in the morning lesson, in order that we will be able to generate something special till the end of this lesson.
As much as possible, think about the light in the Torah, the reforming light, to try to draw it for the friends. We have an opportunity now for almost 3 hours to do it together, to come even closer, to demand, to pray for the friends. Let's do it as much as possible.
Yes, I too commit to work in the same direction that now the light that reformed us after the shattering, which is in one intention, to correct us through the connection between us. That will be revealed, and in this we will give him contentment, but only together.
Yes, and that the light that exists in the time of the study will connect us into one heart, will make of us a single heart.
I commit to remember and remind the friends that there is none else besides him, and pray for the friends.
I commit to draw the reforming light in order to connect with the friends. Thank you very much.
I commit to be in intention and alert and to raise prayer for all the friends and the entire world clear.
I commit
to open my heart and make all the efforts to connect.
Read
an excerpt from A Prayer Before a Prayer. Our Father in heaven, now do awaken your great and gracious mercy upon us. Banish and root out our evil inclination from within us. And scold it, so it will depart us, and will not stray us from your work. Let no evil thought rise in our hearts when we are awake, and in the night's dream too, and especially when we stand in prayer before you, or when we study your law. And while we engage in your commandments, let our thoughts be truly clear, lucid, sound, and as strong as your good will, as your good will for us.
תפילת החברים. בורא עולם, מודים אנחנו לך.
Prayer of the friends. Creator of the world, we thank you for the opportunity that we have all gathered and ask you to open the gates of heaven for us. Give us strength to serve the holy society and give all the friends strength to annul self-love before your love. Give us the will and strength to connect all the tens. Creator, your great vessel is standing before you. We are waiting and ready for your correction. Gather us, correct us, and connect us as one man in one heart. And fill us with your light. May everything be to give you contentment.
Amen.
Amen.